listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture.
Okay, hello everybody. We are recording the podcast for our April 13th show.
It's live on Instagram.
Because I have a very special appointment.
And I am live. Hey guys, we're almost ready to broadcast, or are we? Hey, it's Saturday, and Saturday, just to keep me off the streets, I've been sitting in this studio so that I don't get arrested for vagrancy or anything. So I actually press my T-shirt before I start these things, but the weird thing is I find it difficult to iron it while it's on me. So I must be doing something wrong. But the steam feels good if it's too cool. Anyway, guys, I decided to use a silly topic because we're going through some really silly times and there's a lot of things going on. It's almost hard to not. It's interesting when I watch, and I look at a lot of different cable news and regular news and TV channels, and I probably also look up at the stars and try and figure out what's going on, because I fervently believe that when we get computers that are strong enough, we'll figure out that astrology was merely a general understanding that everything affects us. Just like the tides come and go, we're 80%+ water, and everything affects us, our moods, the rest of it. So somewhere out there, that's one of the reasons that I also picked Einstein's formula to use for my logo, because it's all relative. Ha ha ha. So I was going to say what got me was some common words that we use and talk about them to maybe get us to refocus on what we have and what we take for granted. Growing up as a kid, I remember the first time I heard the phrase country club. I didn't know if it was hyphenated, one word, two words, but anyway, the country was merely a descriptive adjective for club. It tried to tell you where the club was. And back in those days, when they used the word country, they meant it was out in the burbs, which we would refer to laughingly as the boondocks. People would set these clubs up so that they'd have a place if they'd made things and made some money in their life. They'd have a place to get together with other people and where they could feel they had their own place and could do what they wanted and have fun. But I like the two words, country and club. The basic understanding of them is the United States is a country. We are one of, when I was thinking about what was happening at the cathedral at Notre Dame, here was a church that was built and was ahead of its time architecturally because of what they call those flying buttresses, those hard pieces that hold up the outer walls and let them build it a little taller back in the 11th century, basically. And that was used other places, including, I think I did mention the week that it did burn, that I believe there was one of the nuclear power plants. They actually used those type of buttresses to support some of the either cooling towers or part of the plant at a nuclear plant in California. And in fact, they, since I was in an industry that built those things, there was an interesting ha-ha, which wasn't so ha-ha, that to save money, since the buttresses are the same on one side of the building or the other, just flipped over. They kind of took the plans, made a copy, and just flipped it over, except they forgot to tell everybody. Luckily, during construction, they recognized it, because otherwise people would have gotten it a little wrong. You don't want a nuclear plant that isn't built to precision and strong enough to do its job. As humans, we're fallible. So, country. The United States is a country. We started, again, 13 colonies. 13 actual legal governments. Of course, the French had that saying that the king would say, l'état est moi, the state is me, because I'm a monarch, I control it. But the word state is another term for a government over a territory that's individual and on its own. So the 13 states that we called colonies got together and said, you know what, let's not have 13 separate armies and other things. Let's get together. So we came up with something that was a bit unique. Don't get me wrong. I can point to countries that have been doing similar things, but not on a consistent basis, where the mini kingdoms in some places in the Far East, in the Asian area, where they would get together and each kingdom would say, you know what, let's work together. We don't have to kill each other for common good, for trade and the rest of it. But every time you had a new guy take over when the old one died off, they didn't always pay attention. And they did, in some cases, pass around the leadership of the group. Because call them a board of directors. Each one had their own little country that they were working together. So the history of countries and the rest, we are unique in what we tried to set up. We decided we were running away from different things. We decided we didn't want to bother with that. So we have a country that, you know, a couple of hundred years plus, we've been here. And people are born. And, you know, they grow up. They start talking. They find out, oh, I'm from here. I live here. You mainly teach a child where they live, so if they get lost, maybe they could tell the officer, the person who finds them, where they live. Because you wouldn't want to come home and find out your kid can't get home because you forgot to tell him where he lived, what his address was, what his name was. But what's the recognition of what we're part of? So choosing the two words country and club because of the basic meaning of what they are. In our case, the United States is our country. It's a nation. It's a republic. We called it that because it has certain connotations going back historically. So even though we were running away from things, we wanted to set up something where we all had these rights that we consider absolute. Yet, in case you haven't figured it out, if you've watched me before, I loved mathematics and geometry was one of my favorites. It gives you all kinds of directions to run in. And tangent was my favorite thing. It's something that touches something but can still run off in another direction. So tangent two means usually it intersects or hits at least one point. I like live streaming my thoughts to a certain extent. So when you talk about what we did as a country or anything else, right now the Supreme Court is listening to a case dealing with equal pay, equal rights, EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. We keep burdening ourselves, but there are reasons this happens, with new commissions and new things. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution and the rest of it. I guess they like the number 10, 10 commandments, 10 rights, whatever. Bottom line is that once you say that all men are created equal, you've really spelled it out. Because when they said man, they were talking about Homo sapiens, us as a species. They weren't just talking about men versus women. Black versus white. The sad part is, depending how you look at it, we made all these amendments as we went through our history, through civil wars and everything else, that we weren't treating everybody as equals. And we knew it. So we decided we had to say, well, women have rights. They should be able to vote. People don't have to have property to vote. You know, there was a saying that's still around that people have used, that they look at someone and they say something that's either silly or stupid, and you turn to them and you say, grow up. In other words, stop acting so silly. Don't be a child. We keep getting cases and we keep getting more mired in this muck, and we, the United States, are the most litigious society on the planet. We can figure out 27 new meanings for any word. So we can always argue the little shades of difference. We should stop doing that to a certain extent, my belief, because I've dealt with lawyers all over the planet and I've dealt with issues. And whenever I've dealt with an issue in any country, And again, language is not being a barrier, getting people to translate and find out what they've done and how they view things. Because really, it isn't reading the word of the law. It's understanding who's in power and how they're interpreting it so that you can make a case that they're going to understand. So once we say that all men, the species, are created equal, we didn't have to say we meant women too. We meant blacks too. You know, we meant Asians. We meant this. We meant that. Let's just argue. It says equal. All men are equal. Go into court and say so. And challenge the other person that you're going against. Say, well, the Constitution says all men are equal. And if they bother to say, well, that just says men. Embarrass them. Tell them the meaning of the word. We keep adding amendments and doing things. So we've got the Supreme Court looking at, I think it's Davis is the name of the case, started, I believe, in Fort Bend, Indiana. We are dealing with EEOC and ERA, Equal Rights Amendment. Why don't we need an amendment to say that women or different genders or different colors have equal rights? The Constitution said it. It said all men are created equal. The discrimination that we practice against one another is something we all have to, just like when you go into a confession or you pray to your God or you talk to yourself and say, why am I acting like this? We have to understand that how we treat each other is what makes us equal. We're not all alike. Life would be really boring if we were. You know, people grow up. We can be gorgeous. We're young. Our skin is imperfect. We get a little older. It gets wrinkled. Does that make us any less of a human? But no, for consumption in a movie, we may want to get someone younger and in that great stage of their skin is perfect. Does it mean that we're going to be thrown onto a pile somewhere because we're no longer good? No. What we have to do is always remember that while we age, supposedly we gain knowledge. Supposedly, even if we repeat things, we learn from it. So I am totally opposed to us keep trying to do amendments. And right now, the Equal Rights Amendment is technically expiring. Because when you get an amendment, it's an amendment to the Constitution. You have to go through the House and the Senate, and they've got to ratify it, and then they stick it out there. These rules were done so that no one, and I stress no one, could control what happens to us. So it has its good side. We want to make sure that it gets ratified by the states. And, you know, we had X amount of states at one point, 46, 48, then to 50. Then we got a couple of places that ought to become states. So technically, when you need two-thirds of the states and you add another one, it may add one more to ratification. We still haven't ratified certain amendments. Personally, when someone's going to tell us that, well, the Equal Rights Amendment doesn't apply because it was never fully ratified by the states. What you need to do is look at that person and ask them, because let's say the Equal Rights Amendment was generally geared towards saying women deserved equal rights. There's the Equal Pay Amendment. Look at them and say, we all had a mother somewhere, okay? Hey, we could have come out of a test tube, but you didn't get in that test tube unless an egg came out of a woman and sperm came out of a man and they were united in that test tube. You're still a byproduct of humans. So if somebody tells me that, why should I treat women equally to men? If you're a man and you have the courage of your convictions as a man, that you understand things and you don't have problems standing up for what you believe is inherently right, you should just look at them and say, so you're telling me that you're going to go tell your mother that she isn't as much of a citizen as you are. She doesn't deserve the same rights that you have. Now, normally, you can't pass something on to someone else that you didn't have. So if a woman doesn't have rights, if we're derived from a woman, why should we have more rights than she had? As I'm saying, I've dealt with a lot of court cases in my corporate days, and every now and then, personally, when you have to deal with something, but that's minor compared to some of the things. And I've dealt with cases that have merit. Often it's on technical points of, you know, deductions or other things or the rest of it that you want proper interpretation. But when it deals with human beings and people are saying, and right now, they're basically looking at the Equal Rights Amendment, that's the A, ERA. Right now they're looking at it and saying, well, it's not going to apply. It was never fully ratified by the states. I challenge any man to go home and tell his mother, okay, or his aunt or his grandmother or his sister, and tell them that you believe, because they didn't ratify that amendment by the right number of states, that you're a second-class citizen. I'm better than you are. Do you get my point? Are we that stupid? Do we need to constantly do amendments? So you get into court. I told you already that I filed because I felt that all this crap with trying to impeach the president, he deserves it from how I understand impeachment and what I understand he's doing. I have a background where I was trained in security in the military. Besides that, I've studied it. I feel it's important to understand what security is, how you protect yourself, how you deal with issues. And again, when you work in a company, as I did, that built nuclear power plants, security is important. The perimeter to protect it, other things to protect the device itself, to protect it from invasion from the outside so somebody doesn't come in and try and blow it up and cause a nuclear catastrophe, isn't that simple. The plants are built quite strong, the ones that we design and build in the United States at least. So, I mean, I really defy any man to go back and tell the woman who birthed him or the sister he has or the aunt he has that you're not equal to me. You don't have the same rights I do. So after a while, we have to stop playing with these technicalities that are BS in plain English. We waste the time, and it costs us all time and money when we do this. There's the equal pay amendments and the rest of it because they found that people weren't doing things. I hate to say it. An employer, and that doesn't mean that I'm anti-employers or businesses bringing people in. There are many people, including our president. I say our president because right now that's what he is. I told you on one of my podcasts that he increased the number of H visas because he needed more people, immigrants, to work in his hotels. He likes using those because they don't have a home base here. This is my interpretation. But even in Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is, they wrote up in the papers that they have thousands of people who could take jobs working there that are in the county and available and could work. He didn't want them because when you hire these people who are from the outside and you get them a visa and you bring them in, as I've explained to you before, the man is all about how much money I could put in my pocket. He doesn't need seven deadly sins. He only needs one, greed. He just wants to make sure he's got enough money so he lives right. He doesn't believe in equal rights. All of us don't do it. He may talk up a good thing during his campaign. He's for all of us. Yeah, okay. Ask him to invite you to dinner. Look at him. If you want to really have fun, take a few thousand of your friends when he's near a decent-sized city and go to one of his scheduled rallies. I will guarantee you, you'll see a mob violence after it's done, and I don't want mob violence. But if you go to one of his rallies, he stages these rallies. He registered for rerunning as soon as he got in office for his first term. He just wants to be in office. He wants to see what he can get out of it. And again, there are not that many people who are skilled at what I used to call advanced auditing in the old days. They call forensics nowadays, of looking at a transaction and understanding what's really happening. As I said, a man who gives us back $800,000 of his first 2 years of salary as president. The salary of the president has been a joke since I was a child. Any CEO of a medium-sized company would get paid more than $400,000 a year, but there are other benefits to being president. Meantime, he redirects funds when he can, because, again, the purse strings are generally held by the House. In fact, if the House wanted to do their job the way I know they can, they wouldn't be the first House of Representatives that would hold back what they provide for the funds to any given part of the government if they think they need more information, because they're not sure that the funds that they hold our purse strings to protect our money, they have a right to question and say, well, I need to see your budget. You have to send someone over to explain. I see you're spending every weekend or every other weekend up to $1 million extra out of the government at least, because you go to a resort that you own, not to an apartment you own, not to a house you own, not to an island where you want a vacation, but to a resort. You are purposely redirecting our money, because remember, you, the president, have told us you're so smart, you pay no taxes. So we support the roads, the airports, the military that gives you this wonderful environment to earn your money in. I want you all to think, just because you're born here and you're born an American, it doesn't mean you just go about your life and everything's going to stay the same. No, it's our country and we have to take care of it. We have to maintain it. A club is different. A club is something that you choose to join. Now, it could be as simple, the concept of a club. You can go out and buy comic books. I loved them when I was a kid. I learned a lot from them in the old days. They used to have classic comics with all these great stories, not just the Superman and the Batman, the other stuff. And there were trading cards we have. I didn't go for the baseball trading cards. I understand the sport, but I was never a spectator. If I don't play it, I can't sit there and watch it. Just my nature. So they used at one point have a series of cards that run airplanes, old ones, new ones, foreign ones, and I used to collect those. I used to collect ones on, it was sort of a history set of cards that would make believe they were newspapers back in the cave days or the Roman days, and they had these headlines and it would teach you stories of it. I found it enlightening. So we're all different in what we want, but that's the beauty of our country. We created a place where everybody has the ability, if they want to exercise it, to go out and learn what they want. We still have to feed ourselves and just basic pride. We don't let people die in the streets, but we all want to at least work to say, hey, yeah, I work to feed myself. I don't want anybody to take care of me if I'm capable of doing it. So a club is something you join. You can go out and buy a comic book. If you start collecting it, technically you haven't joined a name club, but nowadays, for many, many years, we have these big Comic-Cons where they have these characters and there are all these offshoots of the comic book where they make money on selling you a doll from the thing, a costume from the thing, the backstories, the videos, whatever. Whether you understand it or not, by going out and exercising your free right and buying a comic book, if you keep buying certain comics, you've technically joined a club. You're supporting that industry. Not a thing wrong with that. But everything that you buy, you're supporting being a human and farming and the rest of it when you go out and buy your food. Do you understand that how we look at how things are done dictate what the price of our food is? Not having a monopoly where one person owns everything and they can tell us what they're going to charge us for our lettuce. So as I said, Donald Trump goes out and he changes the rules and gets an extra 15 or 17,000 visas added to the number we have while he's restricting normal immigration. But see, it hurts his pocket, so he got more visas so he could hire more people to work at his places, even though, as I said, Palm Beach County, in some of the newspapers, they said we've got 5,000 people who would take those jobs. He brings the immigrants in. They don't have any place to live. His resort is not next to a neighborhood where they could live in, and he pays them little, but he gives them rooms that he sets up for them. He charges them for the room. He charges them even if they get a car and carpool. He charges them even for a clicker to get in and out of the gate. So in essence, he has hired people so he could pay them money so they could transfer that money back into his pocket. How he accounts for it is the interesting thing. They need an auditor who understands what he's showing or what he isn't showing. He's been using our money by going to his resorts, which are not apartments or houses that he owns, but companies that he owns, that he was supposed to put out of his direct control. Yet he's bringing additional revenues to his own resort that goes in his own pocket, that far exceed the $800,000 he gave us back because he doesn't need the money. If he didn't need the money, he wouldn't be forcing us to pay for every room and every golf cart and every meal. He's in effect taking us to a theater that he owns and buying the tickets with our money. It's our country, how we let it run and what we let happen. He's trying to restrict what comes on for the commercials in the theater of what's the upcoming movies. We have a man, William Barr, as I have said on a couple of my answers when I go out on Facebook or Instagram, and I see people talk about Attorney General Barr. You know what? We do own the country, as I said. Forget the millionaires and billionaires. They all own only one share each. Like in 2018, when we get up off our ass and go out and vote, we can make a difference. That's the real objection, but we don't have to wait all the time. If we go out when we see something happening that we don't like, it isn't a strike, it's an action. We don't have to just go out in the streets and hold our signs. We can do what's been done commonly. We could say, why am I buying at that store? Let me give you an easy example, and I'm not against any of these companies, don't get me wrong. I'd be happy to come up with a device that everybody would love and I become a gazillionaire. But you know what? I wouldn't mind saying I'm the biggest taxpayer on the planet because I'm paying the money into my treasury. I don't have to shortchange my treasury to feel better about myself. No. I'm really getting it. So, what I'm trying to tell you is Amazon, forget what they've bought and the rest of it. They're really a shipping company. So is UPS. So is FedEx. But FedEx and UPS didn't make direct deals with book companies and suppliers so that on their site they post, oh, buy it here. So you buy it on Amazon. I hate to say it, and there's nothing wrong with Jeff Bezos. Man is trying to make his money. Not that I agree with everything anybody does. Nor do I ask them to agree with everything I do as long as I don't do it illegally or harm anyone while I'm doing it. If we decided that, you know what, I know who manufactures that. Let me go to their website and order it from them. And I'll bet if you go to their website, they'll give you a choice. Do you want to ship it through Amazon, UPS, USPS? Now remember, USPS is we own it, we the people. That's our shipping company. It's the post office. And if we get into the history of the post office, we have one of the best systems on the planet that allows ordinary people to write each other, send things, and the rest of it at a great rate compared to in the old days, you had to be wealthy to have someone deliver a message for you. So if we would order stuff and decide, I don't have to go to Amazon and look up that item and order it through Amazon, I can go to the manufacturer, to their website. And if they give me choices, I can have it shipped from the post office. That action, if we all decided we wanted to show Jeff Bezos, we don't mind that he's wealthy, but he doesn't run our life. His stock would not be worth as much. his company wouldn't be worth as much. Maybe he'd decide he wants to share his wealth with more of his workers because we don't need him to ship stuff. Okay? We don't need Mark Zuckerberg. There's an internet out there. I used to use the internet, as I've said before. Before it was the internet, there were other people who were on these systems. I worked for a company that went on Boeing's network, and we used to use it between myself and staff members I had, and I needed stuff. We created our own system that was equivalent to emails and stuff because there weren't emails. There wasn't the internet at that time. So this little sign that I put out, made it myself, cute little thing, M-I-H. That means make it happen. You could pronounce it my. We as a country have been innovators. We have come here. We've struggled. We did ugly things. We sometimes pushed the native population onto reservations because we wanted the land they had. We figured we deserved it. We had bigger guns. They only had arrows. Terrible things we did. But we're not back there. We don't have to relitigate that. We may have to make some amends for things that were absolutely brutal or wrong. And please, don't hate me because of what my great-great-great-grandfather did. I'm not him. I treat people properly. But we may have to recognize that we've done things that have deprived people of something. Reparations is what they had even way back when the Roman Empire was built and the other ones. They took over a country. You had to give them something. They beat you up. They killed your people, yet you had to give them things to show that you knew who was boss. We're a little different. We're saying if we put Japanese Americans in prison camps in World War II, we harmed them. We didn't allow them to run their businesses. We took it away from them. So we don't want reparations that are crazy. I believe it was Georgetown, where we talked about it, I mentioned it briefly, where they had, I think it was 272 slaves. And they sold those slaves to gain money to build up Georgetown, to make it a bigger university, have more space, and have more people and grow as an organization. So Georgetown benefited not just by using slaves, but selling their slaves and using the money to build up. So again, I'm not rambling. I just want you to understand. We do things daily where we become a club. We go buy a coffee at Starbucks. We like it because they give us a cute couch and Wi-Fi or whatever it is. So by going there on a regular basis, we're kind of joining their club. But a club is something that you pick to do. You can go to movies all the time. You're kind of a movie-going club, whether it's an official title or not. But it never changes that what we have and what we can do and the life we live is because we're in a country called America. People have died, and I'm not just saying in battle, building this country. In the old days when you lived in a little thing, you depended on your neighbors, no matter what they looked like or who they were or who they worshipped. If your house burnt down or you got flooded, people took you in. They shared their food with you. This is what we're all about. And we innovate. We've pushed the edge when it comes to things. They're talking about a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. And everybody says, well, you can't go after the president and then still do the... No. The president promised infrastructure. He talked about big numbers. He's a genius at finance, which is a lie. He's just a genius at picking pockets. Anyway, an infrastructure bill. There was a major project in California in the last few years on one of their bridges. And, of course, it was bond issues and other things from the public and the rest. They brought in foreign steel. They brought in foreign workers to build it. So the company who did this gigantic project offshored a lot of their profits. They, in effect, came in and ripped the lettuce and the potatoes and everything out of our ground, took it home to eat. Didn't pay us for what they extracted from us. There have been many bills that deal with throughout my life, that deal with investment and growth and stimulation of our economy. One thing I want you all to think about and remember, when you hear them talking about infrastructure, we don't have to decide if we're going to build something new. Basically, they're saying, we haven't taken care of the old stuff. We have bridges that have collapsed. We have roadways that are falling apart. If we spend the money here, the bills they pass and the money that they authorize should use American products. Even if we have to reopen a plant to make the damn product, we should use American labor, not foreign labor. And if we don't have enough, fine, we'll wait till we get more people available. Finish a project, move on to the next one. Set them up not because one state has more votes. Set them up because that's the project that the Corps of Engineers said is falling apart most. Let's be sensible. We're going to use $2 trillion. It'll be ours. We gave away more than $2 trillion in this last tax bill. And we gave it away to that 0.1%, and they're going to collect it by not paying the taxes that they should have been putting in our treasury because of what they extract from being in our country and running their companies. And as Warren Buffett has said, I don't need the money. I didn't need the tax cut. So we have to get more sensible about what it means to recognize the country is all of ours. Period. And we don't need laws. If you go sue somebody over something, they haven't treated you properly. I've hired women when they were first coming into the companies in a greater number. I used to describe myself as a scavenger. I said, I use what's available. If the woman can do the job, I don't look at her as a woman. What's the pay grade that I was willing to pay for someone to take that job? I don't say, well, she's a woman, I could pay her the lower end. No, I will pay her the same thing I would pay a man. And you know what? I never had people who worked for me who didn't respect me because they know I treated them as a person. I knew they were a woman or a man or black or pink or whatever. Didn't bother me. Why do I go to different restaurants when I go out to eat? I like to enjoy the cultures from this whole planet. I like to eat soul food. I like to eat Chinese food. I like to eat Italian food. I didn't get this size by accident. I love food. I work at controlling myself so I don't become a blimp and die of a heart attack or a stroke. I'm disregarding some of my people who sent stuff in. Two from Facebook. Cynthia, I'm sure you know who you are. She's on Facebook. There's a watch party, and I appreciate it. She said, disgusted that Americans aren't serious as they should about him. Well, you know what, Cynthia? I can talk about it forever, but I can tell you from the day I got old enough to vote, I never miss an election. If I knew I was going to be out of town, I'll get myself an absentee ballot. But I want to vote in person. The reason I want to vote in person, because I know enough that sometimes things are manipulated. We do have election laws. I have seen where one part of a community, I live in a nice area in Florida, but we have different areas. The area I particularly chose to live in is more diverse. By purpose, I want to live in that neighborhood. When I go to vote, I can vote at a number of different polling places. When I've gone to one or the other, if I go to one polling place, that's in what's considered to be a better township. They've got two or three or four voting machines for processing our ballots. I go to the other place near my house that's in a community center that we paid for and I use. I go there and I stand in line with everybody else. It's a little slower, but I'm participating. I want everybody to see I'm there. And believe it or not, one year it was raining. I went back to my car. I carry extra umbrellas. I was handing them out. I didn't want anybody leaving that line. They came, I want them to stay there and vote. When I go inside, I find out they only have one machine processing the ballots. I tell people, don't leave till you see it's processed. I believe in maybe getting a little paper receipt. So if we had to, we could all come out in the streets and wave our little ballot and say, how did he get those votes? Show me people who voted for him. Now, we may have to wait to vote him out of office. The meantime, what you have to do is every person who works in the Senate or the House of Representatives, I don't care whether they're called a Democrat, a Republican, a socialist, I told you, names don't describe what people are and what they do. You have to get out there. And if you have to, with your friends, write letters, send them a million emails, flood his office with emails. It's not a crime. Let them know that no matter how much anybody's paying him, you want him to listen to you, because each of us has a vote. No matter who's putting millions in his campaign, they only have one vote or 10 votes if there's a group of them. We have thousands of votes, millions of votes. We just have to make a difference. If we don't like what a Democrat, Republican, forget this thing about socialism. Everybody wants to highlight something. Socialism isn't communism. And socialism is a practice. You know what? You'll never find a country that's purely communistic, purely socialistic. We are a mix. We are a diversity. So we have social security so that people are guaranteed they're going to have some money when they retire. That's a social act. We have a lot of equal rights amendments we do. As I said, we don't need them. Technically, you go into court, you say, hey, the Constitution says all of us are created equal. What's your problem? Why aren't you paying me properly? Let me just present my facts, which you would do anyway, to show that I'm getting paid less than other people. So, Cynthia, we could be disgusted, but we have to be active. It's our country. This man just had a call with Putin. They're doing a dance. They feel they're ahead of the game. As I said, I've been trained in security, and I knew from the beginning that there were things going on that are not kosher. The day before the call with Putin the other day, his own secretary, Pompeo, and Bolton, who are both hawkish, is the way they're described, were both saying, well, we can't let Russia and Cuba be in Venezuela interfering with maybe the change that the people want. Trump talks to his buddy Putin and they say, it's all okay. We're taking care of it. I talked to him. He just cut the legs out on the Bolton and even Pompeo. As I've said, anybody who observes what Trump has done, he doesn't know how to lead people and he doesn't want to lead people. He wants to be listened to for what he believes is right. And he feels as long as he keeps saying it and blocking other people from saying it, which is why I'm waiting for Robert Mueller to go testify in the House of Representatives and in front of cameras and everybody else. Because you know what? Most people are not going to go out and read the 448 pages, nor see the attachments that back it up. So you know what? Don't get disgusted. Stay strong and keep working at it, just as if you were on a diet or you had a health issue that you had to be careful what you were eating or doing, okay? Boycotting stores that I go into, if they support him, and tell them in your community, you know what? We can boycott anyone till they get the point, and then we want to go back. We don't want to punish a person for what they believe in. They have a right, but we have a right also to not buy their merchandise, okay? That happens in both directions. Let's get smart and let's go after the Congress people who are not listening to what we want. Now, Jerry, you know who you are, also on Facebook. The Constitution says all men are created equally, and they meant all white landed wealthy men. Again, the reason they came up with these amendments were that's how people were interpreting it from 1776, when they had their deals that they made to cut out things because they knew what they were going to interpret it. I can tell you, there are many books out there, if you go reading, that no matter what amendments we've made to give women the vote, blacks the vote, the rest of it, at the end of the Civil War, the South, as a group, started to use their own way of economic enslavement. They started to arrest people on the streets when they needed slaves, but you didn't go buy them on the market. And I'm serious about this. Do your research, you'll find it. And this continued way up from the late 1800s into the 1900s till we fought World War II. And even after that, we still had our discrimination going on. But they would pull people off the street under vagrancy laws. And if you were poor and didn't have money in your pocket, they'd suddenly say you did something. They'd run you through a court that was favorable, and they'd end up putting you in a mine. Nobody may see you again. They'd work you to death. Just because they didn't buy you in a slave market didn't mean they weren't enslaving you. As a person who has studied economics a lot, I can tell you there's economic enslavement. A lot of these factors where they do it. Banks would give our president a loan if he gave him the right report, including Mitt Romney if his group came in with a nice business plan, because they're their neighbors, they're their friends, they're wealthy. It's our money they're lending to them. We come in, they're going to say, well, who are you? What have you done lately? How much do you earn? Can you really pay it back? There's always discrimination. How we act as a group, how we participate. Look at the way we've used the internet where people have set up GoFundMe. I'm not saying every GoFundMe is the right thing to put your money into. But we've learned that we can take action. We can communicate with each other better. We don't have to be civilly disobedient, but we can civilly go out and make ourselves known. As I said, I'm not good at it, but you can flood any congressman who's yours with emails till they listen. Tell him you want him to come for a town hall. Tell Trump that, tell the news stations that we're not going to tune into you anymore because you're only playing his rallies. And his rallies are no different than any other dictator when they set up a group of people who only believe what he's saying. Tell Trump, everybody, write him letters. Get your friends to write them. Tell him to hold a town hall. He's so big and bad, let's see if he can deal with it. He can't. Anyway, well, Jerry, you were right. The Constitution says men, and that's the way they like to interpret it. The term men was used, as I said, for Homo sapiens, a species, meaning men, women, hermaphrodites, whatever you want to call it. Let's act like we're smarter than that and we know it. Let's treat everybody that we don't have to waive an amendment to decide that that person is a human. Because you know what? When your life comes down to it and you need blood, do you tell the doctor, could you tell me who gave that blood before I decide if I want to use it? I'd rather die than take the blood from someone who's a different color, a different culture. Tell me who's that stupid. If they're that stupid, they deserve to die. So, then we have Cynthia again on Facebook. Okay, Publix supporting the NRA. Now, Publix is like any other organization, and when someone can show me that anyone, including myself, is 100% righteous, sometimes we don't understand what we're doing or what we're supporting. We have to look a little more carefully at what we do. Now, Publix is, again, how you go in there and what you say when you're there. They're supporting the NRA. The NRA is finally going broke. They've been getting a lot of money through the back door. It'll be proven when we get the right investigations going. You know what? Every one of us who believes that we have a right to own and hold guns, that's fine. Guns. Not weapons of war, but guns. I'm trained in it. I'm trained to teach people how to take them apart, use them, or anything else. But as I've talked in one of my podcasts, and as I explained to people, you may want to buy all these weapons that are weapons of war. If you go out in almost any jurisdiction in the United States to go hunting, you got to get a hunting license. If you look at the hunting license or the laws behind the hunting license, they'll allow you to use a certain rifle, a certain shotgun. They don't allow you to use ARs to go out and hunt a bear and blow them in pieces. So if you can't get a hunting license to go after an animal, why should you have a license to carry that in the streets? You want to collect it? That's fine. You want to buy a bazooka and put it on your wall in your basement? You want to be stupid enough to leave a handgun around and your kid kills himself? And then you wonder why I did this to prove I can own it? There are so many mistakes that happen with guns. And the NRA could disappear. There are other gun organizations that are out there. You want to be a member? Let them stand up for your right to own and have a gun. I don't have a problem. I don't need a gun to kill someone. Anyway, gun makes it easier sometimes, but I don't need one. Boycotting Publix. Publix does a lot of good. They hire a lot of people who would ordinarily not get hired by companies, and they pay them fairly in most cases. Unlike Walmart, where the family has so many gazillions of dollars, and they hire people, and now they're trying to put robots in there. If nobody heard me, let me state this. As you hear more about artificial intelligence, first of all, I don't know how great it's going to be because it's still being programmed by humans. We're creating it. If it gets smart enough to say, hey, the idiot who created me isn't that smart, artificial intelligence, if you're a science fiction, science fantasy fan, as I have been all my life, if they start putting robots in to replace humans, guess what? Every person who owns these big companies or runs them or has all that money would be the biggest idiot on the planet. Because guess what? You can only sell your goods or services to humans, and humans can only buy it if they can earn money. So if you get rid of every human and replace them with a robot, are you paying the robot? Are you telling it to go shopping? Think about it, guys. I'm being silly, but I'm not being silly. They'd either have to give us all a minimum wage to stay home so we can still support the companies. I did a podcast months ago on what a fiefdom is with the lord and the manor and the people who work on his land, and he lets them work the land and keep some of the stuff for themselves. That's what they're heading toward. They want to tell us that they're going to tell us what we can and can't do. So, okay, if a chain donated money, a specific one, and Lakeland, I believe, is Publix headquarters or one of their main distribution sites. I know they have another one here in Florida. Go out there and let them know. Tell the manager that I'm not going to shop here for the next week. I'm going to go over to whatever store is left. Tell the manager when you go into that store that, you know what? I found out that your organization is giving my money when I buy from you to something that I think is against my rights and your rights. So I'm telling you that next week I'm not shopping in your store. Organize your friends. Put together a group that's going to go, and you take 1 week and go shop at another grocery store somewhere in your neighborhood. There are still Winn-Dixie's left and some other stores, whatever. Go into one of these stores that sell the basic stuff that you need. Buy it there. Maybe you pay a drop more for it. Maybe you don't like the way the store is. But 1 week, if you organize your whole group and speak as humans that understand why they're doing this, I'm telling you that Publix would know what you did. Because basically, I hate to say this, I don't know that corporations should ever be donating to any organization. They should be treating people and working with organizations, but they're donating money we gave them. And they may be giving it to organizations that aren't in our best interest. So you just have to think more about how to deal with it. Now, the other stuff that I've gotten, and I'm glad that people are talking back. That's what I love. Instagram Live. Civil disobedience is sometimes needed to get things noticed. Yes and no. Civil disobedience has a bad name. You get people from places, I remember, I think 60s or 70s, Kent State University. The students were upset about different things that were going on in our country. and they went out and they were throwing rocks and other things. The police ended up killing a few students. Did they mean to? No. But when you get someone who's trained and they're being attacked, they're going to shoot. And they weren't using rubber bullets at the time. Civil disobedience doesn't mean that you're going to break the law or break windows, because you know what? If you've listened to me, everything in our country is paid for by all of us when we buy goods and services, and every cost that that business has is in the price that we pay, whether it's taxes, raw materials, labor. So the money they're spending is what they got out of our pocket. They know that. When we start acting like we also understand that, you could do civil disobedience, but what you want to do is walk in, ask for the store manager and saying, you know what? I found out that your corporation is donating the money I give you to the NRA. I'm going to shop for the next week or two in your competitor. Believe me, if you all organize, get together, you know, they talk about unions. Unions are a group of people who want to work together to show the power base that we also have power without the market. The money that people have, the investments that people have is worthless. I am not. I love our capitalist free enterprise system. I've defended it. I love living in it, and I will continue. But it doesn't mean that we don't have bad actors in it. And the only way we do that is by peaceful civil disobedience, okay? Now, and believe it or not, more of us organize and do it together, you'll be noticed. Go back and look at my episodes. I keep joking with people when I meet them. They say, oh, you do a podcast. All my podcasts are out there. You want to put a kid to sleep? You want to bore yourself? Okay. If you don't like what I'm saying in one, turn it off. Try another one. Sometimes I contain myself a little more. I don't let my vehemence come out. The reason I let my vehemence come out is when I believe there's what I would refer to as social injustice. Hey, I use the word social. It's not a dirty word. It's what you do, your actions, your activities, what you back. We don't have to wait for an election to make ourselves known. The day after Trump was inaugurated and everybody was upset because a lot of them didn't get off their ass and vote. They expected Hillary was going to win or whatever, whether it was rigged or fixed or the Russians. And by the way, when you hear everybody saying, no collusion, I didn't work with the Russians, go back and look at Robert Mueller indicted, I forget if it's 25 or 35 Russians, where our spy agencies who said Russia was in our country electronically, attacked us in cyberspace. He got those indictments from a court because they could prove who hit the buttons and where they were. So whether he wants to use the word collusion or not, he had someone who spent money and effort and time to help him get elected. Doesn't mean we have to respect him if we know he doesn't respect us. So go look at my other podcasts. If it bores you, advance ahead. So I appreciate that I'm getting more of you talking back and doing it. Tell your friends to look at it. Oh, you can send me an email. Again, I'm sorry I didn't mention it. AE, the word equals, then mcsq@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest or if you want to talk or even promote your business. We are like any other place on the planet. You can put your business out here. It's probably cheaper than other places, and little by little, you'll get recognized. Okay. I think I've covered them all. I hope I did. Excuse me? Where is my podcast? Oh, we're on Facebook at AE, the equal sign, MC, that little carrot, that upside down, that umbrella, then the number two. Then you can email me, I told you that, at AE, the word equals, then MCSQ@gmail.com. On Instagram, I guess I'm spread out more than I realize. But I think I'm also, I've hit Spotify and some other places. Good technical people that I have. Anyway, on Instagram, it's AE, the initials, then the word equals, then MC, and then a word squared. That's on Instagram. I'm out there, folks. I know that as much as I don't understand how all these cute little things work and these communications between